We are continuing our shul on Binyan Ariel. We are on page Mem Zayin 47, Ois Yud Beis. Hitchalukut ha-partzufim le-pratut le-shnaim esri partzufim. So we're going to get into more detail now. We spoke about the general idea of partzufim and what is the difference between a partzufim. Partzufim is the sum total of 10 sefirot working in unison. And it's actually more than the sum of its parts. It becomes a live entity. The Ramcha gives an example of this, actually, of a partzuf to the limbs of an animal. Interesting enough. So if you had an animal in front of you, but it's all chopped up, right? The animal's chopped up, and you see his legs. You see the entire animal there, but all the limbs are separate. You don't say you have an animal. You just say you have limbs of an animal, but there's no animal there. It's only when all the parts are joined together and you have life in the animal, that's when you say you have the animal. So, and it doesn't even help to put all the limbs, pieces of the limbs together and stick them together. That still won't make an animal. That's not an animal. And the animal is more than the sum of its parts. It's something up and above just the fact that he has limbs together. It's the fact that these limbs are working together, unison, together with a central being called the neshama, that gives it the shame of a partzuf. That's the secret of the partzuf, a unity, a davar shalom. So now we spoke about the five main partzufim, which is arich, that's number one, abba, number two, ima, number three, Za, number four, and Nukva is number five. Those are the five principal partsufim that the Arizal often speaks about. But you have to really know that they're really 12, and according to the Rashash, actually 14 altogether. And he's going to spell them out now for us here, in Ois Yud Beis. V'hine, chamisha partsufim elu, shemitchalekim b'pratot l'shnayim asra partzufim. These five that we spoke about, the five general ones that we just listed, they are further divided, subdivided into 12. Now, shetzfirat keter shu arich. Now we know that keter, the sphere of keter, will grow into what's called the partzuf, into its own partzuf called arich. Kolelot in that partzuf arich, kolelot b'pratot arba partzufim nikraim atik v'nukva. Arich, Anpin, Venukve. So we'll find that part of Arich, really, if you look deeply into it, it's actually four different smaller parts of him. It's Atik and his wife, Venukve, Arich and his wife. Vechochma. Now the sphere of Chochma will develop itself into two parts of him, two additional parts of him. And these parts of him are called Abba, and also Yisrael Saba. Those are the name of the two partzufim that Chochma develops into. The Bina, on the left hand side of the sphere of Bina. The sphere of Bina, after the Tikkun, will develop itself into two partzufim herself, called Ima V'Tevuna. That's the name of the partzufim. V'chein Zeh Ampin, the fourth of the five principal partzufim, Kolel Shnaim. Now we know he doesn't spell out, but we know Zeampin comes out from the additional sphirot called Chesed, Gvor, Tifer, Netzahod, Yesod. Okay, those are what we call the Vak, or in when the Vak, the six sphirot, develop themselves, and after the Tigon, they become what's called the Partsuf of Zeampin. Zeampin. And the Ampin is subdivided into two different parts of them called Yisrael and Yaakov. Yisrael and Yaakov. Venukva de Zeampin kolele shnaim lea v'rache. Now, the last sphere, continue the thought here. The last sphere is Malchut. Malchut, after the Tikkun, will develop itself into the Nukva de Zeampin, the wife of Zeampin, which is really the Teret Yesod of Zeampin. Now, she will develop this Nukva, or Malchut, after the Tikkun, becomes a Nukva. The Nukva, the Zeampin, will develop itself into two different parts of him, which is Leia v'Rachel. Again, all these names that we see, Yisrael, Yaakov, Lev, Rachel, I have to tell you right now, these are not the the characters, the tzaddikim, the gedolim that we find in the Chumash. This is not Yaakov Avinu, this is not Leah, Rachel, Imanu that married Yaakov. This is not at all. These are archetypes. These are patsufim in the spiritual world. Were there before the birth of Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, and Yisrael, which is Yaakov. We cannot compare one to the other. These are the shroshim, the roots for the neshamas, but they have no connection whatsoever per se. Now, v'harehem shtei yud beit patzufim. So, if you count all these sub patzufim, you come out to 12 patzufim. Atik v'nukve, arich v'nukve. That's 4. Abba v'ima v'yisal saba v'tuna. That's 8. B'mochim shem chokma bina da'at. Now, in sfiot language, those are keneged chokma bina da'at. And the last 8 are Zeampin v'nukve, Zeampin v'leya, Yaakov v'rachel. Those are the next 4. That makes 12 altogether. Begufa she'em sheva tachtonot. So the first 8 will be part and parcel of the gar, as we call it, the chokhma bina dat of this patsuf, of the bigger patsuf. Again, I don't want to confuse people by saying all these different patsuf, and again, you have 5 major patsuf. Now, those 5 major patsuf, you can split into another 12 parts of sub parts of him. Now these 12 parts of him, you can all look at it as one big parts of. How can we do that? Because we know that the source of all the parts are from the Sfirot, and Sfirot themselves combine to make one big patsuf. So if I were to, now after I've made 12 big patsuf and put all these 12 patsuf back into one patsuf, I would say that the first 8 that we spoke about all in part and parcel of only 3 sfirot of the bigger patsuf, which is Chokhma Bina Dat, which is the Gar. Now Zeampim Venuk Vevaleya Veyakov Urachel, the next 4 represents the Vak of this bigger patsuf, represents the Guf Shem Sheva Tachtonos. Okay, let's finish off the last few lines. V'hare sheyesh ba'olam atzilut es esfirot. So we see over here that in the world of atzilut, which we'll see, that which is the main world that we work out of, which we do our avodas Hashem, hen sold chamisha patzufim kolelum. As we said, we have the 5 major patzufim in that world called atzilut. ומתחלקים לשניים עשרה פרצופים פרטיים, and we subsplit into 12. וכן ובכל העולם, this is not only applies to the world of Atzilut, it also applies to the world of Bria. We also have the 5 parצופים, you subdivide into 12. And the world of Yetzirah, 5 parצופים, divided into 12. And then finally the world of Atzir, which is the 4th and final world, if you're starting from the world of Atzilut, 5 patsum, subdivided into 12. Od yidbar devarim elu behemshach min tzashem. So we'll get more into detail about this. Okay, perek base. Daf mem tes, page 49. Seder briyat ha'olamot mekomam, the birth of the worlds, their place. Sod olam adam kadmon, the secret of the world of adam kadmon. Shuhu reshit l'kol ha'nivraim, which is the beginning of all things. Sibat Briyat HaOlamot. Now we have to understand, he's going to explain to us the Siba, the reason for the world. Now, we're going to see really the Siba, the actual Siba is actually hidden from us. But we'll see something of this to this extent. Ot Yud Gimel. Ve'ata navo lidaber b'siyat d'shmai odot Sibat v'ofen Briyat HaOlam et ha'me'at ha'nitan l'kirutzei chomer l'da'at l'avim. We're going to try and understand as much as we can with our limited minds, very limited minds, how much we can understand of the reason why all these worlds were created. V'nei adeva pashut muskam hu shematzil elyon hu shalem mikol min ishlimot. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. Enu chaser deva klal v'ikam. He doesn't need to create the world, doesn't need to create us. He's not missing anything. To have a need, that's pashut. V'lachen me'olam enu po'el משום הכרח לשם תועלת או שלמות עצמו. Therefore, the world, why the world came about, wasn't because he had to do it or in order to be mashlim himself. Chaz v'sholem. ולכן מוכרח And this is evidence. Shema shebarat ha'olam ein ze elam mipnei shekach ratza litam nodalo yibarach levodo. It's evident that obviously there's some mysterious, well, I mean mysterious because it's nilam. We have not been given the depth of understanding why this world was created. What I don't want to use the word. What pushed the Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world? That's not the right word. But what was the deciding factor? That's a better word. What was the deciding factor in order to create the world? We never go there. We never go into the thoughts of a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to find out what was he thinking, how was he thinking, why did he do it, why at this time, was it there beforehand, was it what happened before, afterwards. These type of questions are basically useless questions because there's nobody that can answer this question because it has the answers were never revealed. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu will is to hide this fact for his infinite chokhmah, his wisdom is for this reason. And because of this, since it's been hidden, we have no permission to go there at all. Not to decide, not to ask, and not to search and to probe into these things which are forbidden to us. The Mishnah says as follows, that a person that looks at these four things, it's better that he shouldn't have been born. What are these four things? Male male, what's up? What's on top of me? What's above? Male mata, what's below? Malifni, what's inside? Male acho, what's behind? These type of questions are irrelevant for us, irrelevant for our service to Hashem, and irrelevant for the simple fact that you cannot get the answers anyways. So it's what we call philosophy. ולכן אין רשות לשום חכם או אפילו נביא לחקור לדעת מענייני אין צור ברוך הוא לסיבת פעולתיו שאין לנו שום מבוא ידיעה והשגה בו ועניינם כלל בעיקר. There's no point going there because we don't have the facilities, we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the intelligence to go there anyway, so why waste the time? אולם, nevertheless, Kasher, now that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has decided to create the world, again, the reason why create we is ne'elam for us, has been hidden from us. But now that it has been created, ועלה ברצון לברוע לעולמות, אז תרם שברם ביות רצונו היה לברוע אותם באופן מסוים כפי רצה, לכן מאז כבר היה כלול ורשום מושחש ורצונו זה מסוים מיוחד, כל מה שעתיד לברוע. But now that he has decided to create it, even before he created, everything that he was about to create already was already the seed was already planted, and as we know, the seed has all the future tzotzos that come out from it. וכיוון שכל מה שרצה לברוע היה כדי לגלות את עצמו בסוד הנהגתו המיוחדת הרצוי לפניו, and the reason why he wanted to reveal his particular hanhaga, which was specific for our creation. He wanted to show us one facet of himself that he felt it was important to show us. She bebchinat etzes sfirot. And this is the way of the Esses Sfirot, the ten emanations. Kemoshko too, like the Zohar says in Parshas Bo, Daf Mem Bet, Amud Bet, Begin the Ishtamudan Le Lachen Kva Nishroshu Esser Sfirot Beratzono Hakadum Kefish Ratzal Livro Otam. And therefore, since he wanted to show us this particular facet, this particular anhaga of himself, he already created them even before everything else was created. Everything was there originally. He'll explain himself. V'hine ki inyan adrachalit adrachal abone bay. It's like an architect that creates a house, that draws a house. כאשר עולה בדעתו לבנות באופן מסוים, as soon as he is given the job to go and build a house, or build the plants anyways, already goes and says all the different workings that are inside of it. Already in his head. Then once everything is in his properly formulated in his head, then he puts it on a piece of paper. And then he gives it over to the kablanim, and they go and they build it. Ken kiviyochel abor yidbara. Same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel. Kasher atel yivoy atel amod. When Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, nishrasho beratzon yidbara. He first planted the idea in his mind. Kiviyochel, right? All the plans, how he's going to do it, how long is the world going to last for? 6,000 years, and there's going to be malachim, there's going to be spiritual worlds, there's going to be non-spiritual worlds, there's going to be material things. Everything to the last particular detail after the end of 6,000 years was already decided, and everything was already formulated in his mind. Kiviyochel, the es sefirot shechatzel leatzilan kedei shetehena hen and he created what's called the 10 emanations, the 10 sefirot, in order to reveal his light. Because he didn't reveal it, he hid them in the 10 emanations, these 10 vessels called the 10 sefirot. וייחודו בעולם להנהיג בהם נבראים כולם עד התחתונים שבהם. And he hid his light in these 10 emanations until to lead his to lead his created ones till the last minute detail that we find in this world. ושלושה עשר ספירות אלו, and the roots of these 10 emanations אלו, המושרשים ברצוני פשוט, which was implanted in his mind, תרם שיצאו מן הכוח אל הפועל, before they came out בפועל, before they actually revealed themselves, they were still in the mind, in the thought process, הן יקרם בבני המקובלים בשם עשר ספירות הכימוסות בעצמות היברח. This is what's called in the original from the Rishonim already, from the Ramban and earlier, Rabbi Laza, Ezra Megronad, the Rebbe, the Ramban, and other, the Rebbe, Sefer Yetzirot, they mentioned that the Sefirot are called kimusot, that means hidden and really hidden. Meaning that even though they haven't come in revelation yet, they haven't come in the actual poel, but actually working out, but already the architectural plans were already drawn up, and even more than that, they were actually there, but only because of the poel. Obiu inyanam, and I'll explain to you a bit more. Shehen bechinat I ensof mamash. They're still in this type of bechina called ensof, infinity. Because they're still in the potential form, not the actualization form. And they, all the Esther Sefirot, and everything which is created in his mind and his will are one. Therefore, there's no difference between them. There's no actualization. Besides that, they are nichlal in his ratzon yibarach, v'nikraot b'chinat ensof, and they are b'chlal ensof. Now, ein sod omram zal bepekid Rabbi Eliezer. Zesod omram bepekid Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. This is also mentioned in an earlier, very early source called Pekid Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. And Pek Shlishi, asher lo nivra olam haya Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shmo Agadol bilvad. There was only one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu and his name, and they were all intertwined. There was one thing. Ve'ala b'machshava livroa et ha'olam, and he decided to create the world. Ve'yodua ki shemo shin mem vav is megamatri ratzon. So they were very, very tied together. Ve'achekach kashay spashet oro akamus. Bebichinat gilu v'ratzono. Then it came to the time of Kadosh Baruch Hu to manifest this light, to take it out of the potential and to actualize it. Leotzi lifol l'mashayah bekoach. As nigros sod ratzono bebichinat or HaTorah. He created through his light and revealed through his light what's called the Or HaTorah. The Kudusha Beruchu Raitahu, because the Kudush Baruch and the Torah are one, like it says in the Zohar. ולכן בצירוף חב בית אותיות התורה נברא שמיים וארץ, and therefore through the 22 letters of the Torah created the world. כמו שאמרו חזר, כמו שזה מבוך עדיו נון ה' עמוד א', יודע היה בצלל. בצלל was known, had the knowledge לצרף אותיות שנברו בהם שמיים וארץ. He knew how to use the same letters that Kadosh Baruch Hu made to create the world. Ve'az yatsa banayu lemalachto, v'istakel kudusha baruch hu ba'oraita, and then when it came for him to create the world and to manifest it, he looked back into the Torah again, into his ratzon, into his thoughts. She atachli ta'aktuva b'tzoch ha'briyah, tochnit, sorry, tochnit, this is the plan which is written, לצורך הבריאה, ובא עלמה, and he created the world. Like the Zohar says in חלק ב' דף קוף סמך א', בפועל ממש. ואין בספר נפש החיים שעדה לפקט חבב האבן. באופן שכל העולמות כולם, בקטע אדם קדמון, עד המאחות האחרון לעולם עשייה, כולם נברו ברצון יתברר שיש מאין, שקדם להם מהעדע המוחלט, שברצון הנברא, ברצון המתקיים כל שעה ורגע ממש. So we see that how this came about is through the ratzon, the will. And through the will was not only as we think, just a thought thing. All the details were there. And everything was there, except it wasn't actualized. And therefore him, and his will was tied up to one. And only through the fact that he was mishtalshel, then from there, came out the light of his light came out. To actualize, the actualization of the light came out. And that was part and parcel of the Torah. The Torah and his light is one. His ratzon in the raita. The lashon is that his raisa, kudusha baruch hu is one. The kadosh baruch hu and the Torah is one. And therefore, when we do the Torah, we tap into this great holy source in order to create worlds. Shemayim va'aretz, like Bezalel. Let's continue. Have a bit more time. Sif Katan Yud Dalet. So the Eses Sefirot Akmusod Be'atzmut Barach. Speak about more about these hidden 10 emanations in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. הנה, כיוון שבאין סוף, בסוד עצמותו ממש אין לו שום עסק וחקיות וידיעת כלל. Now, when we come to what we call, again, we remember the three stages that we split up. לזיעת מי של השם, אין הסגר, we have no הסגר whatsoever, we don't try to go there בכלל, there's nothing we can write on a piece of paper at all, not even Shemus Yud Kei Vav Kei, that attaches us to the Atmius. אין הסגר כלל. Now, and machshava tfisa klal. We cannot be tofeses at all. And then we have something called the end self, which is called infinity, and then we have something called the all end self. And when we deal with these last two bechinas, even these last two bechinas, which are a manifestation, like the rays of the sun, even that we don't have the intellect at all to go there. El rak me'ed she'ala b'rason livroa ulamot. Only from the time that we start creating, even the spiritual worlds, even at that point, that's the only time we can enter and try to understand things. ומאז מצד אותו רצון מסוים שהוא ביחס אל הבריאה שרצה לברוע שהוא עניין מוגבל וגבול. The only when he starts creating frontiers that we can understand things, because otherwise it's really hard to grasp infinity is something that has no beginning, something has no end, and it goes on forever, and it's a continuous growth. How can you grasp something? We don't have the capabilities, not even the greatest computer, strongest computer on the planet cannot grasp infinity, which is continuously growing. But rather, when the formation of finite things, like worlds, it's a finite thing, even if it's a spiritual, but it's a finite spiritual thing, if that makes any sense, then we start a little bit, we start having a little bit of an inkling, what is the Ratzon, to define the Ratzon of Hashem in order to do its Ratzon, which part and part of the Ratzon of Hashem, for us to know Him and to do His Ratzon. The other Ratzon, imashcho shoresh es sefirot akimusot bo, and which has again in the background these ten sefirot being manhig and using this light in order to act out His will. Anu mechanim b'shem ensof. This is what we call the ensof. כי לעולם אין לנו בו השגה אפילו בבחינת רצון זה להשיגו בשלימות כלל אלא רק ראשית תפיסה דו כל דו לדעת שבכוח רצון הוא נברא לעולמות. All we can grasp the start of our learning of this עניין of Kabbalah is just to know that there was a beginning of the spiritual world. That's when the story starts for us, but we have to know that there's much more. The story starts much earlier than that, but we don't have any capabilities to go there. V'u mekor shoresh kol kulam. The da'at, again, I'll repeat this line, very important, the da'at shebekoach ratzon ze nivra olam. Just to know that the world came about from the ratzon. That's where we start. That's the starting point for Kabbalah. אבל אין אנו מכנים אפילו בתואר אינסוף למציאות המציל עליון לפני שעלה ברצון לבורא בעולם. Again, this is the previous stage called the Atzmiut, Atzmiut, which is up and above the Ensof, that we don't go there. We only go to the point where it starts creating the worlds. There we can start seeing things. That's when, so in our mashal of dimming the lights, that's when the dimming lights happens. Before that, it's impossible to perceive anything. Ulam me'ed giloi ratzon ze. But when we have this giloi, that means this revelation of the world, yadanu ki me'ache shekach haya ratzon librom livroa ma shiratz livroa. Im kein me'ata ma shebekoach mukach hu shiyatz livroa. לכן ברא עולמות במציאות גמורה שחדשה יש מאין בכוח רצון מסוים לבעל התכלית, כיוון שהוא יברך מוכרח שיהיה שלם בכל פעולותיו וקורותיו ומודותיו וכל שמותיו של גדולה ומעלה כבוד מעלה וכבוד בכל קנייניו. So again, that is the starting point. Once the worlds are created, and we've seen that is his will, that we should understand that, it becomes yesh me'ayin. That's the beginning of the story. Now, since kivan shu yitbarach mukhachu shiyeh shalem. Now, since we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is shalem, and everything he does is perfect, and everything that he does is complete, therefore everything that he does is complete as well. That's by definition. Perfection comes from perfect, from the source of perfection, and therefore everything, the pa'ulas, the kochot, the midot, and all the names, the great names that come out, the kolin and nav, all this will follow suit. Ve'im lo haya motzi pe'ulotav k'rotav lidei pe'ul ma'asav, lo haya kiviyochol nikra shalem. And therefore, if this had not come out from the potential stage to the actualization stage, kiviyochol, this would not call shalem, because it hasn't finished the process. Because potentiality without actuality is not worth very much. Again, person with can have billions of pounds in his bank account, but never spends it, what good is it? It's not very good. You have a lot of potential, you can do a lot of great things with the money, but if you don't actually do anything, so it's not called Adam Shalom. You haven't completed your task. Lo bibu'otav, lo bishmotav kinurav, and therefore he hasn't done it in potential. But the actualization. This is all explained at the beginning of Etzchaim. He would not be called Shalem. That's why he came out and actually took the extra step and made it into Bepula. כדי להוציא לפעול בשלמות כמו שהיה בכמוס, בסוד רצון, להשלים בכך את רצונו השלם. Because he made his רצון, and the רצון itself wanted to be שלם, wanted to be complete, and therefore it took the extra step to finish off the creation process. creation process. Okay, good. This is a good stopping point. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue next time.